One of my favourite museums in the world is the Cloisters at Fort Tyron Park in New York City. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And the Cloisters, as the name might suggest, is dedicated to medieval art. What's particularly beautiful about this museum, which I saw last winter, winter of 2009 in January, when snow was blanketing everything around here, are the gardens, the medieval herb gardens and cloister gardens. And I've come back here today to do the guided tour by one of the docents here, one of the garden specialists. And as I'm talking to you now, I'm sitting beside one of these little gardens just before the tour's about to start. And they are now in their full summer glory. There are what appear to be cosmos, pink cosmos, and apple trees. Of course, the apples have been picked, I would say, because there's nothing left on them. There are various herbs, what looks like sage and chives, and a whole lot of other beautiful salvia. I can see blue salvia, and of course, rosemary and lavender. And I'm really looking forward to this tour, just to getting to know some of the inhabitants of these gardens. If ever you get a chance to come to New York City, make sure that you get up to the Cloisters. It's out of town, as it should be, because it's quiet, and apart from the laughter or the talk of the tourists visiting here, it's actually a bit of a sanctuary. Some of the church artworks are absolutely glorious, tiny pieces, large pieces. And the cloisters themselves have been built from fragments and remnants of European monasteries and churches from the medieval period. It's a gorgeous place. So from the Cloisters, Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York, talk to you soon. Bye.